Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. It is March 5th. It's a Tuesday. Now, we spent almost all our money yesterday, so we're not going to do a whole lot of trading today. We're just going to go over the positions that we did pick up, and then we're going to go through questions and answers with our audience and go from there. The first position I picked up yesterday was AA, which is Alcoa, which I got plenty of money from Alcoa last week. Oh, I don't know if it was a week before, but you know what? Everything looked good and the dividend is still coming up. So I said, you know what? I like the water. Let's take another dip. All right. So let's take a look at the last 30 days real quick. We can discuss what happened yesterday. There we go. 30 days ago today, Alcoa was at $26.94. This thing basically went sideways, up a little bit. Pullback, up a little bit, pullback, up a little bit, pullback. Then we have one, two, three, four days in a row, and yesterday was just a sideways type scenario. Now, I'm okay with that because right now the last trade was 27.48, and a bid, if I wanted to do again today, is 27.32. And look at this, the 27s are going for 90 cents. So it's still a good deal at this moment in time. Let's take a quick look at the seasonality. For those listening and for those watching, have an idea of what seasonality looks like for Alcoa. Now, Alcoa is at the tip based on historical performance. Does that mean it's going to continue? We don't really know because the trend has a tendency to supersede what history already had. Because like I said before, looking at the historical performance is kind of like driving, looking in the rearview mirror. Because we've seen what it's done, and it's a good idea. I mean, it's a good indication what it might do continuously, but it's not guaranteed. The trend has more. I'm a loss for words. The trend has more of a. I don't know. A more. you know what? I'm having a difficult time with this word. As a better idea of which direction it's going by following the trend. Because the trend basically sets the pace of which direction it's going. Now, for the past week and a half, it's been going to the upside. Okay, fine. Because we're not even close to the high yet. The high of the 30-day period, that's it. That's 28.07. If she stays right where she is or goes a little bit higher, I'm perfectly fine. Because I sold the 27s. And I'm perfectly okay with where we are with Alcoa. So let's take a look at the next one on the list. Always going alphabetically. Kohl's. KSS. All right, the last 30 days for Kohl's, 30 days ago, was right here. Okay, now, overall, we have a 30-day low 30 days ago, okay? And that was 25.01. And it's a nice, if you look at the whole 30 days without breaking it up, it's a definite upside, okay? You can see from 30-day low to the 30-day high, because 30 days ago was the low. Yesterday was the 30-day high at 28.92. But the last 4 days, kind of flat, not really going anywhere. But you see we have higher lows, which is kind of a strange, you know, phrase. Hey, look, we have higher lows. Because we do. Because 3 days ago, the low was 27.12. 2 days ago, it was 27.33. And yesterday, it was 27.59. So the lows are going a little bit higher, but the opening's not really. It's not really moving that much. But that's okay. Because the pattern itself is going in a upward direction. Now, where am I with Kohl's? Okay, I jumped in Kohl's at 28.83. I sold the 28.50s. And she's dropped down to a point where I might consider buying it because I sold it at 110. Now it's at 53. That's a 50% increase in 1 day. It may not sound that way, but interesting things about the stock market is you can sell something before you own it, and then you can buy it back because you have to open a trade and then you have to close a trade. So whether you sell first and buy later, you're still closing the trade because if you sell to open, you have to buy to close. If you buy to open, you have to sell to close. So no matter how it goes, there's an opening position and a closing position. So my opening position was to sell at 110. I could go in today and buy at 53, and that's a 50% increase. And then I would lose a buck something, and I'm probably not going to do that because I bought it at 28.83 and it's 27.70. So I'm just going to leave it alone and let it expire. But that's just in case, you know, you needed some clarification of the possibilities of what you can do. Next on the list is 3M. Now, I'm into 3M at three different points because I did dollar cost averaging down. Now, a lot of you say, what happens to a stock if it starts to drop? Well, you have a few things. One, you can continuously follow it down and sell premiums against it, or you can dollar cost average down, which is what I did. And so my dollar cost average at the moment is 94.81. And last 30 days for Kohl's, 3M. Well, yeah, 30 days. Here we go. Opened up at 94.25. Basically, 4 days, 5 days later, we're at the 30-day high, 95.06. And then it looks like we have a double bottom for the low for the 30-day period. That was right around $90.50. That was on the 20th. And then again yesterday. So between the 20th and yesterday, that's about 2 weeks of just basically going sideways. Okay, fine. What does 3M do historically this time of year? Basically go sideways. Okay, so it's not huge. And I don't mind holding on to 3M. It is over 100 years old. They have increased their dividends consistently for more than five decades. So I'm not really worried about it. And I said, rule number one, always, 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 never buy something you're not willing to hold for a long period of time. And I have no problem holding on to Lowe's. My last position in this account would be Walgreens, WBA. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go back and take a look at the numbers for 3M. It's currently at 91.44. So if somebody wanted to jump in to 3M, the 91s are going for $1.10 and the 92s are going for $0.62. Neither one of those are 1%. And that's usually what happens after the dividend is paid. Now, remember, I collected the dividend last week. It was a nice fat dividend. It made me smile. I think it was $1.51, which the dividend alone is more than 1%. All right, next one on the list was WBA. And let's take a look at the chart for WBA. Here we go. Now, WBA is having its issues also with the closing of stores because of the lack of prosecution by our wonderful justice system. 30 days ago today, we're at 22.46. 2 days later, we're at the 30-day high at 23.77. And you can see from the 30-day high to the 30-day bottom, nothing but downness. And it's not really a word, but downness. I mean, what else can you describe? It's a downtrend. It's going down. Okay, so the 30-day high was 23.77. The 30-day low was 20.55. What does it normally do this time of year? Now, like I say, you really can't fight the trend because the news is bad lately. Basically, for the next couple of weeks, we should be going sideways, but a very slight up tilt, extremely slight up tilt. But as soon as the headline news dies away and they see, we all know what that means. We see what reaction we have. Yeah, look at that. Walgreens opened up lower. Imagine that. Okay, so at this moment in time, the last trade was 20.43. You got the 20.45 is going for 5 cents, not even worth our time. Yep, the 20.52 is going for 20. All right, 20. So the 21 is going for 23. That could be worth it, but the stock has to move up, and I don't know. All right, so that's going to be it for the 10-minute trader. Brought to you by, wait a minute. Yeah, the 10-minute the dividend stock talk brought to you by the 10-minute trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow. We're going to wrap it up here. I'm going to go to our live audience. You guys out there in radio world, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.